14. When do you go the extra mile? Does it happen every day or just when you think someone is paying attention? Is your attitude good when you do it, or do you begrudge the additional work? 15. How attractive is your personality? Do you look at yourself in the mirror every morning and work to improve your smile, your facial expressions, or do you just brush up before an important meeting? 16. How are you applying your faith? When do you act on the inspiration from infinite intelligence? How often do you ignore it? 17. Are you building your self-discipline? How often do uncontrolled emotions cause you to do something you quickly regret? 18. Have you mastered your fears? How often do you display their symptoms? When do you replace them with your ambitions? 19. How often do you accept other people's opinions as fact? Do you question those opinions every time you encounter them? How often do you call on accurate thinking as the solution to your problems? 20. How often do you inspire cooperation by giving it? Are you doing it at home, at the office, in your mastermind alliance? 21. What opportunities do you allow your imagination? When do you apply yourself to problems with creative vision? What dilemmas do you have that need to be solved this way? 22. Are you relaxing, exercising, and paying attention to your health? Were you planning to start at the new year? Why can't you start right now? This inventory is designed to get you thinking. Your use of your time reflects the degree to which you have made the principles of personal achievement a part of your life. Don't be discouraged if your answers to these questions are not yet what you'd like them to be. I have sold books to millions of people and lectured to thousands more. Many of them gained great success afterward, but none of them did it overnight. Although the benefits from success can accrue very quickly, most truly successful people need much of a lifetime to get everything they want. Those are lifetimes well spent. Doers and drifters. Your attitude toward life determines your attitude toward time. People pretty much fall into two camps on this subject. Doers have a definite major purpose. Manage circumstances and resources. Examine every idea they encounter before they adopt or discard it. Take risks and assume responsibility. Learn from their mistakes. Go the extra mile. Control their habits. Have positive mental attitudes. Apply their faith in their own success. Create mastermind alliances to expand their knowledge and experience. Recognize their weaknesses and take steps to correct them. Drifters have no goal in life, are controlled by circumstances and the lack of resources. Flit from one idea about life to the other, depending on this week's fad or what the guy on TV said last night. Run from opportunity and blame others for their lots in life. Make the same mistakes again and again. Do only what it takes to get by. Let their habits control them. Have negative mental attitudes. Never do anything to improve their situation. Learn all they want to know from that guy on TV. Wouldn't know a weakness if it bit them. How a doer uses time. My guess is that if you've made it this far, you're determined to be a doer. Great. Let's look at some places where a doer can make substantial difference in his or her life by the wise use of time. Occupation. A doer sees work as the source of all opportunity, a route to independence and security, and a means to better the surrounding world. Doers select work suited to their education and temperaments. They engage in labors of love. Doers don't evaluate their work by the number of hours it takes. They look at it from the perspective of the amount of useful service they render by going the extra mile. Time is a tool for them, not an end. They take pride in their achievements, not in bursting out of the door at 4:59:59. They don't complain about long hours. They complain that the hours aren't long enough to accomplish everything they want. As a result, doers get paid twice. Not only do they take checks home, but they also earn the right to better jobs and bigger checks.